the lyrics to this song are? Shuffleboard Queen. Has anybody seen the Shuffleboard Queen?
Hello, Tommy. How are you?
There you are.
There I am. I feel very self-conscious, though.
Why?
Because it's daylight. Isn't it hard to
There's
do this in daylight?
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on. Whatever the hell the words were. Who was that, Maureen McGovern? No, that was Marcia from the Brady Bunch.
I don't know. Hmm. How are you?
Top notch. Everything's great on my end. You're still alive, so I imagine...
I sure am.
Things are good on your end.
That's right.
Got to be getting ready to bug out of this part of the country, though, and find some...
I've been gone. I got back.
You're supposed to go in the winter.
Well, I went, and I was there for 3 weeks to get my car down there, and then I flew back for the... For Thanksgiving, I
think. Oh, you should have told me you needed to get a car down there. I got to go down there every now and then. I'd have taken it.
Oh,
sure.
Oh.
What do you drive?
Buick Rendezvous.
Can you take the roof off it?
No.
You ever use a Sawzall?
No, why would I do that?
It's warm down there. Kind of nice to have a convertible.
I don't like a convertible.
Huh. Really? You don't like the feel of the wind in your hair on a country road in July?
No. All that dust. Mm. I have to be like a dog that hangs its head out the window.
You're not one of those people who sits on the patio in the summer and says, "Ick, look at all that greenery."
No, I love greenery.
All right.
I'm a gardener.
You are?
Yes. I'm a gardener, not a vegetable gardener.
Do you ever tell the plants? Do you ever tell the plants you love them?
They know I love them. I don't have to tell them.
Well, the old plants might have, but what happens when a new plant comes? Don't you have to reiterate?
He says he looks at all those old plants and he says somebody's been taking pretty good care of them, so she must be kind.
Some of my plants are just acquaintances, and they don't do as well.
Oh, well, mine do very well. Yeah.
Well, they're family, in your case.
I leave them down there, and they thrive under the trees, and I... pull them out when I get back there, and some of them are 5 years old.
Yeah. I think the problem with me is I'm sort of anti-water. I don't water them. It's called tough love gardening, but I lose a lot of them.
Well, you never know whether you're going to keep them or lose them.
Yeah.
I have an interesting story to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going back to Wisconsin tomorrow to have my 100-plus-year-old barn taken down.
You have a century farm in Wisconsin?
Yes, I do.
And you're going to have the barn taken down?
Well, it's falling down, so...
I know, they're lovely like that. That's why the people leave them. I always thought they left them because it was art.
No, not when they're caving in. I'm having some Amish come and take it down.
Oh.
Little Amish, looks like a little Amish wood gnome.
A little wood gnome is coming to get it?
Yep.
How big? Inches? Are we talking feet?
No. He's as tall as I am, but he looks like a wood gnome. I have a plaster of Paris garden gnome that looks just like him.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope when he dies that the guy who does the Body World thing at the Science Museum gets a hold of him and turns him into a little gnome. I'd put him in my garden.
He's so cute. He's got this big bushy black beard. And
yeah, do you ever just pick him up and squeeze him?
No. He's too big for me to do that.
Yeah.
No, but he's bringing his crew, and they're going to take the barn down.
You know what? I'd do. It'd be an interesting conundrum, too. Say you can have this for nothing, but first you got to play Nintendo with me. It freaks them out. They start short-circuiting.
They take it down, and then they take the materials, and they sell it, or they make something out of it.
I'd sure like to watch that process. You know, usually the Amish are involved in barn raising, but there are a few reckless ones who will take stuff down.
Well, they're
the vandals.
They sometimes take them down, and then they take them somewhere else and put them up again.
Yeah, as a practical joke, middle of the night, you wake up in the morning and say, "Where's my barn?"
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You been writing any songs?
I'm going to perform New Year's Eve.
Holy moly, on this show? Because I'm not on New Year's Eve.
No, I'm going to be in Florida.
Performing where?
For a bunch of senior citizens at their party. So I have to think of some senior citizen rap.
Yes. Boy, would I like to be a mouse in that room. And not to hear you, just to scare the elderly people. I would love to hear this song that you're going to work on. When do you bug out again for the season?
Pardon me? When do I do what?
Bug out for the season.
Bug out for the season on December 27th.
Atta girl. I understand people who wait till Christmas is over. Every now and then I run into these clowns who bug out in November. Wait a minute. This is when you want to be here.
Yeah, I want to be here, I guess. It's going to be a hard Christmas, but I want to be
here. Oh, that's right. It's your first one without your husband. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, but anyway. So when I get my rap, my senior citizen rap, I'm just working on it. Would you like to hear it?
You're doggone right I would. Oh. Does the Pope wander in the woods with a bear?
No. I've been looking at it, and it looks kind of like it's a hygiene...
rap?
Hygiene rap, and I'm...
Hygiene rap almost sounds like something you buy at a co-op.
I'm not getting very far with it, because I just decided... Okay, it's about getting up in the morning.
Well, and that's getting harder.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wrote it.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the best place to write your stuff, while you're lying in bed in the morning not wanting to get up.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I write stuff then.
Well, you're the last of the Red Hot rappers.
Well, anyway, my name's going to be the Shuffleboard Queen down there, because
right.
That's where I became the Shuffleboard
right.
Queen.
Right, yeah. And yeah. No one else has taken that name out there. I've been checking in the hip-hop community, and they're leaving that one alone. That's yours.
There was a rapping grandma on a program, America's Got Talent. She made it to the top five.
And what were her subjects? What was she tackling?
You know, I couldn't hear anything she said.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why you don't got to worry about your gig with the senior citizens. They ain't going to hear you either.
Well, they're going to.
You can say anything.
They're going to be eating, so they probably won't
God.
Even listen to
oh,
me.
Oh, dear.
But I've written one about, I'm going to write one about food, too.
Oh,
it dribbles down your chin and it ends up on your chest and all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it
and
hearing that.
You know, senior citizens have speckles all over their shirts and ties and everything.
For a reason? You mean they put the speckles on there so when the food drops, you don't notice?
No, they just don't know that it's there.
Oh, I see. Boy, I'm looking forward to getting old.
It's, you know, good excuses for all kinds of
things. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, you can trip people with your walker. Oh, sorry. I have dementia. Didn't see you.
Right.
Glad I met you. Dementia.
I'm constantly losing things.
And are you going to be with some folks on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow.
You mean that's your... Oh, my God, I forgot all about that. You're going to be there. Are you going to be with family or alone with these Amish people?
No, not... The Amish people aren't coming until next week.
Yeah, okay.
My son and I are driving down, and we're going to eat Thanksgiving dinner along the way somewhere. I'm not even sure where.
And then you're going to be at... Who has the farm now?
I have somebody that rents the house, and there's a farmer that farms the fields.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah. You ought to take a little a memento from that barn.
It's wonderful. My brother went up there. He lives near there. He went up there, and he says there are no coincidences. He got up there, and the Amish had started. They have started, but they haven't finished. They're waiting for me to come to finish. And they had just found a board that had scratched into it the name of the people who built the barn and the date.
That is wonderful.
And so they cut that section out, and he's going to give it to me, and I'm going to hang it on my wall.
There
you
go.
And it was built in 1899.
That's wonderful. My daddy was born in a log cabin in central Minnesota back in 1920, and the log cabin he was born in was built in 1870. And it was torn down in the 1970s, and he got one of the logs and turned it into a beautiful mantle in our home.
Yeah, well, some of my beams, I think, in the barns will probably be turned into mantles, because they're hand-hewn.
That's what these were, hand-hewn tamarack logs.
Yeah, these were tamarack, too, as far as that's what I've heard, anyway. I don't know for sure, but that's what I've heard.
Well, great talking to you, Shuffleboard Queen. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I know it's going to be a tough one. My thoughts will be with you.
Well, that's why I'm doing something different. Yeah. I'm doing something unusual, so I won't be waiting for the same thing to happen.
That's a good plan. You do well at taking care of yourself. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.